Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. All week we're talking about success and the various success factors. And today I want to talk about something called the law of compensation. And that's how Ralph Waldo Emerson put it about 150 years ago. And he said, human labor, through all of its forms, from the sharpening of a stake to the construction of a city or an epic, is one immense illustration of the perfect compensation of the universe. The absolute balance of give and take, the doctrine that everything has its price, and if that price is not paid, not that thing but something else is obtained, and that it is impossible to get anything without its price, is not less sublime in the columns of a ledger than in the budgets of states, in the laws of light and darkness, in all the action and reaction of nature. In other words, when it comes to success, you tend to get what you pay for. Whether the price is extracted in time, or effort, or months, or years, or strained hamstrings, or strained relationships, essentially, we get out what we put in. And that's why you probably notice that people do about as well in life as they probably should do. And yet, so much of what's written about success is about shortcuts. How to get something for nothing, how to skip the hard part, how to get rich quick, how to own the world without having to pay property tax on it. And I've been doing this for a long time. I've been coaching people for over 25 years. And there's really only two things that you really can usefully focus on. And one is the task at hand. And one is opening up to the hand that guides us. So what do I mean by the task at hand? Well, all you ever have to do is what's in front of you to do. And yet we exhaust ourselves thinking about all the things we should be doing, all the things we still have to do, all the things we ought to do, when in fact all we ever have to do is whatever is in front of us right now. It turns out human beings are really good at handling what's on their plate and really bad at handling what they think might be on their plate in the future. And if you take it out of metaphor, it's like we're really good at digesting the food that we're actually eating, and we're really bad at digesting food that we think we might eat at some point in the future. And so that's all focusing at the task at hand means, is do what's in front of you. Now, focusing on the hand that guides us is just being aware that you won't know what to do. You won't know what will come up until you're actually doing it. You can make stuff up, you can think, you can predict, you can go, ooh, this is going to be hard, or oh, this is going to be easy, but you don't know what's going to come up for you, and you don't know what's going to come up through you until you're actually engaged in the task at hand. And it just so happens that we have a responsive in-the-moment wisdom on our team. So there is a part of the mind that comes to the fore when we are actually engaged in an activity. And it just isn't available to us when we're thinking about the activity. So I tell a story about my son, and he's a fine young man. But there was this one time when he was in high school and he was going to go to a party. And then he told me, I don't think I'm going to go to the party. And when I said why, he said, well, there are these two girls I've sort of been seeing and they're both going to be at the party. And they don't really know about each other, so I think I'm going to give the party a miss. And I laughed, and I said, okay, well, that's probably very sensible. And then later that night, he was getting ready to go out, and I said, where are you going? He said, oh, I'm going to the party. And I said, well, what about the two girls? And he said, I'll let future Oliver handle it. Now, there was actually an incredible amount of wisdom in that, because future Oliver is going to have resources that current Oliver, who's worried about it, doesn't have. And future you, who is engaged in the task at hand, will have resources available to yourself that aren't available when you think of it. In other words, the you that is thinking about what there is to be done is never the you that's actually going to do it. And in fact, the you that's actually going to do it has access to this in-the-moment responsive wisdom, to this greater part of our own potential than the you that thinks about it. So if you want to experiment with this today, I'll give you two things that you can pay attention to. One is take a look at your life and see if you haven't succeeded pretty much in line with what you've put in. You know, maybe you've done a little better than you think you should. Maybe you've done a little worse. But if you were being objective, see how close the law of compensation is to explaining exactly why you've succeeded to the level that you've succeeded in whatever it is that you're taking on. And then second, just choose a task today to just do, to just throw yourself into, and notice what comes to you as you throw yourself into it. And notice particularly when you're pleasantly surprised by what comes through. And then you can share what you've seen on the Inside Out community on Facebook. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and we'll talk more about it tomorrow.